at least in half of the matonis. Rav Elazar Sofer knows, sev lemikseh say you don't say. So the satis say yechoshen zerav, the satis say then it's a chaya. Once even part of it is a chaya, you put it completely on the matonis. So it could be really both of them hold chayshishin lezerav. The shailer is though, even on satis say yechoshen zerav, now it's only mikseh say. So is the loch of a mikseh says mechuyev matonis or is a mikseh say poto? That's the machlokes Rav Elazar and the rabbanim. All right, we'll stop here. Rab, so what? If the mother is a tzvi, though the mother is a deer, so even though the father was a tayish, so you only have at the most a mikseh seh, a mikseh seh is not enough. You only have to have a complete seh and not a mikseh seh. Talmud says, Yomer Papa. Papa says, Hilkach, therefore, linyan kisi adam. Again, to the mitzvah of kisi adam, that applies to the dam of a chaya. Not the dam of a behemoth, not the dam of a behemoth, over matonis also, the mitzvah to give matonis kuna, the zroyev lechayim, where the keva, that's only by a behemoth, and not by a chayim, slay mishkachas, we only find the cases, ele b'tzvi ha'bola taisha, the case where a deer came and lived with a she-goat, so the mother was the goat. In this case, therefore, the bein l'rabbon and bein l'rablezer, Misafkalu, according to both Rabban and Blaz is a Sufik, he Cheshishin Zerav, are we afraid of the Zerav to make it a Miksas Chai here? Oiloi, of not. Sef and again to Kisi Adam, on Yom Tif Lachu, you'll not be able to make a Shechita. Because there'll be a Sufik in this case, if there'll be a Mitzvah Kisi Adam. Since the father was a Chaya, so if you're Cheshishin Zerav, there'll be a Mitzvah Kisi Adam. As far as the Matonas go also. It will be told, as far as the matanas go, since here the maisa, the mother, was a taisha, so also it's called the seh. The only problem is, though, the father was a tzvi, so if you're choshen a zerav, it will be called like a mikseh seh. And then the machlokes would be, the komisogi, the machlokes is, b'seh v'yafilu mikseh seh. The moshe by this mitzvah's matnas kuna. So it turns out you have to have a seh. What about only a mikseh seh? So that would be the machlokes here. They both agree, yachashin le zerav. So therefore, there is a mikzas tzvi involved, there's a mikzas deer involved, that's a chaya. So it's only a mikzas seh. So if you hold, you need seh gemura, you'll be part of a matonis. If you hold a fill of mikzas seh, then you'll be chayiv. And then what, l'inyin oisav yes benoi, where do we find the machoikis? By the mitzvah oisav yes benoi. Again, it applies to the father, to the mother, and to the kid. Mishkach, so the machoikis would be, in both cases, Bein b'tayish habola tzviya, whether it's a tayish that lived on a tzviya, whether it's a she-goat, a goat that lived on a tzviya. Again, bein b'tayish habola tzviya, that the father was a tayish here that came on a tzviya on a she-deer, or bein the other way, bein b'tzvi, a deer, habola tayisha. I'll be machlokes both ways, by Oysuf Yespinah. What's the machlokes talian? That b'tayish habola tzviya, in a case where the father was the goat and the mother was the she-deer, so again, the shayla was what Torah says, Oysav Yisbno Anaseh. So, Li Yisura, the shayla to be Machmir, will be Machmir, there should be an Issa of Oysav Yisbnoi, even though the mother is a Tzviya. So, what's the Tzad to say? It's also, the Rabban and Savri, Dilma Choshin Lezerav. It's always a Sophic. So, one Tzad to say is, Choshin Lezerav, and the father here was a goat. So therefore, it's called the goat, the seh. And also, seh, v'afilu mikseh seh. Even though the mother is a deer, but since the father is a goat, so that's a mikseh seh, and it could be seh, v'afilu mikseh seh, amrinan. And therefore, it'd be also, oisav yes benoi. V'yosav, it'd be also, I'll be trying to rabbonin. For Rebeleza Sovano, Rebeleza holds, nehina mi d'chayshin ezerav, even if you're already afraid, yavach shash. That maybe the Zerav means something. Say the father was a Tayish, the father is called the goat, that's called the Mixaser. But so the Rabbanan hold, Seb, Yafilu Mixaser, Lamrina, we don't say that. Say if according to the Rabbanan, according to Rabbi Lezer, there would not be a mitzvah voice of Yes Benoi. You'd be allowed to share both of them together. Because even though the mother here is only Mixaser, that's not called the Ser. And the same way could be the Machoik is the other way around. Bitzvi Habola Taisha. Where a deer lived with a she-goat, say machlekes, or the malchus. Now, if you mean, do you get malchus or not? That Rabbon and Tzav, Rabbon hold like this: Nehina mi dechoshin lezerav, even though yechashin lezerav. So even though the mother was a goat, but the father was a tzvi, see, the chashin lezerav, the chur, it's not a complete goat, it's a part of a deer, maybe a potter. No, the teretz is dayod, sev afilu miksa se'arunan. And therefore, it's for sure, in Issa, Reisav, Yez, Melech, Yishech, both of them the same day, and therefore, makinu lay, leaving get malchus for that. It's like a vada Issa. But Reb Lezer, sava no, he surika, avad, it's also to do it, because it's a sofik, Issa, the rice, it's a sofik. But malchus leka, barakopar malchus, you would not receive. Why not? He surika, there is an Issa here, duma, ein cheshin lezerav. There is a time to say that you're not chashin lezerav. That we're going now, both of them all, there's only a suffix where they were chashin. So there is a time to say we're not chashin lezerav, and therefore, since the mother was a taisha here, fahai sem al yehu. That side, if you're not afraid of the father, then the mother's a complete goat, and on that side, it's vada yosa. But still, lemaisa malchus leka, we would not give you malchus for this sis if you shech both the mother and the kid, because we're still afraid, maybe duma chashin lezerav. Maybe we are afraid of the zerav. And therefore, the father here was a tzvi, was a deer. And then it'll come out that this kid now is only a mixaser. And the rabbanan shita and the blessed shita would be, the seva, if you look at the mixaser, that we don't say. So that's why the machlekas, according to Rablezer, alone will be also to do it, but malchus you won't get. According to Rabbanan, if you hold Seh, V'afilu Miksa Seh, you get Malkus M'monoshach. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda, that Kvi, we had before what's a Sofet, whether it's a Chai or whether it's a Behema. Before we had, it was partially this case, a breed between a Tzviya, between a Tzvi and a goat. Yehuda holds Kvi is a barrier from the Atzmahi. It's a new type of a creature, it's a new type of an animal, it's a barrier from the Atzmahi. Rashi says it means v'loy meklai behema v'chai. It's not coming from a chai and a behema that we have until now. That a deer lives with a goat. Why? Rashi says the svir leikos. This is a review that holds that ein chaya misaberes mebehema. A chaya goat, a deer cannot become pregnant from a behema. And the apsol yosef loy behema mechaya. So therefore, according to him, what's the kfiya? It's a new barrier. It's such an animal. That's a suffix, what din does it have? It's a suffix whether this animal has a din, chayat to it, or does it have a din behemoth on it? That's what a kri is. And the more says, blay achriya bachon, the chomer not make a clear achro, a clear way, im min behemoth, im min chayat. It's like a suffix, exactly what the din of this behemoth is. Is it called a chayat, or called a behemoth? Now, that's from Yehudi Shita. Rav Nachman Armano, kvi zeh, what is a kvi? That's Ayel Habar. That's a wild a ram. Rashi says Ayel Zochra Godu Biyorim, like a wild ram that grows in the forest. That's what a kri is. But it's also a suffix whether it's a chay or whether it's a beima. And Mor says Kitanoi Real Tamachlokes Tanoim. Kri zeh. What is the loch of a kri? One says Ayel Habar. It's a wild Ayel, a wild ram. V'yeshem. Some say Zehabor Minatayish Minatzulik. We had before. That's where a goat lives with a she deer. So it's a behemoth living with a chaya and have a kid. That's called a kriya. We have Yisiyem and no kriya. Some of the gifts, some of the beauty should be, but kriya is called the barrier b'fnei atzmoi. It's a barrier by itself. And b'le'achriya b'chamacham didn't say clearly im min chaya im min behemoth. That's the three sheep. That's exactly what a kri is. But according to all of them, a kri has a din of a suffix. Whether it's a chay, whether it's a behema, it's only a shalom mitzvah. It's exactly what it is. Yeah. Nehemar says, we have Shimon Gamliel Leimer min behema he. He holds no. Kfi is called the min behema he holds. Vishel base dushoy hoy magadlin min adorm adorm. And this place based base dushoy in the base rishoy. They used to grow flocks and flocks of them. So he holds for sure it's called it's a behema. Yeah, Rashi says Mishpoch and Nikros Hashem Aviyah. Yeah. So that's a Shemesh. It's not even a suffix. He holds clearly it has a Shem Min Behema. Omer Rav Zera, Omer Rav Safra, Omer Rav Hamnuna, Hani Izi De Bolo. These goats that come from Bolo, Rashi says Min Azei Halavonan. The Izim that come from Avonan. So Ksheres Agabim Mizbech. It's called a real good goat. and Ishnos Yukashat used for Korban. Why? Sovla he holds Kihod Yomar Bitzlag, like Bitzlag says, that Esa Behemis Monakosov, the Torah in these parshas of Kabonis, like says 10 different types of animals. Yeah. Rashi says, Leheter Achila, Ladakar for Korban. There are 10 animals the Torah talks about that's Mutatit. Rashi says that's a shore, a ser, Tsovim, Viseizim, Ayo, Tzvi, Viachma, Viakov, Vidishoin, Vitoyu, Vizema. There's no other behemoth of chayas that kosher teat. Therefore, these izim, they come from Allah. There's no suffer to say it's a minchaya, because it doesn't say minchaya here. So for sure, this type of regular goats that has a shame behemoth on it. So that's what he says, that's much to use for a korban. Yeah, so it says, because he holds what Yodam Rabbi Yitzchak, that Esther behemoth, monarchos, so the Torah says 10 different types of animals. And Vesula, there's no more. Fahani, therefore, these Ize, the Bolo, Midulah, Kechoshav, Lu, Behadi, Chayis, the Torah, Pasa doesn't mention it, the Torah, Sanu, Chaya, Ishwamino, Diez, Nino, Spechwal, a regular is a regular goat. So these goats have a shame, regular behemo, it's Koshav for Korban. Mask, Givlo, Rav, Acha, Bar, Yaakov, Yem, why not say no? Ayel, Utsvi, the Pasa says an Ayel and a Tzvi, yeah. So a ram and a deer. So prat, that's a prat, these two. Then it says kol behemah, that's a klal. So maybe prat to klal, nasa klal moisav ala prat. And ikatuva, maybe there are a lot of other animals. Even though the Torah doesn't mention it, but maybe there are a lot of other animals that also that are muta. So when it says mkem, so that'll be pshat, that there'll be many more animals, kolhani prati lomuli, like Rashi Cheshbonos, eight other ones, why does the Torah have to say those eight? If you're saying you're including a lot of them, so you didn't have to say those eight. Elamites mashma, only these 10 are muta, and no other animals are mutatit. So therefore we don't make a prat or klal out of it. Maske v'lo ravacho b'red raviko. The duma may be mina diyako ninu. No, maybe this ayol, this izi the bolo, is a type of an aku, which is a minchaya. The Torah says that this aku. Omle Ravacha bread Rav Ravashi Vriyamla, some say Ravacha bread Rav Avira Ravashi Duma Mina the Tol, maybe it's a Minto, another type of a Chai the Torah mentions. Or Mina the Zemaninu, these are three different Chais the Torah mentions, maybe it's type of that. So I don't to say the Ezebola is a regular Ez, maybe it's one of those. Omle Rav Chonon Ravashi Ameima Shori Tavayu. No, the Ravashi said the name of the Pshat is new for sure, that this Ize, the Bola, the Shorat Havah, who is Matu Tzfats, Rashi says Lachila, Enechnami. Rashi says what? The Svirulei Chayis Nino, Enechnami. He also talked of the Yachayis. That's a Locha, fat of a Chayis Muta. So you see a name that holds like that, that this Ize, the Bola, are not Reglizim, but they also have a Shem Chaya, and therefore he was Matu them, Tita Fats of them. That's called the Ameima Shori Tavayu. A boy minay abo bread rav minyumin barchiyam ravihuna ravihuna barchiyam. Hani easy the bolo. These easy come from bolo. These goats come from bolo. Malagavi mezbeach. Like what's the loch? Are they taka have a loch of a behema that they be muto? Or is it called like a chaya that it's also? Somebody said back to him, Ad kam lepligri rabbi yisri rabbon nelo vishohabar. It's only machlokes by a wild ox. Here it's a machlokes. It's now like this. Shor habar, a wild ox, is min behemahu. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Rabbi Yosi emino min chaya. It's a min chaya. The rabbon and tzavri midim atagim minun turbulo min de behemahu. Since that's a tagim turbulo, it's a type of a behemah. Rabbi Yosi said, no, midi kachoshav le behadi chayis min de chayihu. That's where the machlokes is. Avalhani divri akol min de izaninu. But over here, this is in the bowl, everybody agrees it's a regular goat. Avar is called a behemoth, because of for korban. Maskevah Ravacha bread Raviko, Vidumino, maybe Mina de Yakoninu, this Chaya. And Amal Ravino Ravashi, Vidum Mina de To, Oimino de Zemeninu. Amal Ravanach Ravashi, Enechrami, that I may attack a Shor Tavayu. I may attack holds, you'll have to eat the fats of them, he attack holds it, that he attack holds, that this Isa the Bali is not a behemoth, but rather it's a Chaya. Therefore, the fat of it is muta. Now it says the Mishnah Ketcher Ashechet. So the Mishnah goes through the Cheshbonis here. That when do we have the Yisr Oisav Yes Benoi? that when do you get Malkus? That you only get Malkus on the second one here. Oysav yes benoi. So the Mora says, Omer Rabbeishiyo, Kulam Athnithin Loik Reb Shimon. Our whole Mishnah from beginning to the end is Mashma, not like Reb Shimon Shita. That Reb Shimon Shita always is, that a Shchita Shein Ruya Loishma Shchita. And you're not Chayiv Mishum Oysav yes benoi. And we'll see later, Reb Shimon holds that Yishech, the Shor Nisko, Yipota. Shimon Shita is whenever Torah gives halacha is about shchita, it's only a shchita, it's not you eat it. But if the shchita does not make a mutter bachilu, it's not called a shchita. So if on our mishnah we shech these kachim lebachutz lemoshel, so therefore since the first shchita is not called a shchita ruya, so it shouldn't be called a shchita. So when you shech the kid afterwards, you should not get malchus for Yisrael Espanoi. And the Maya mishnah doesn't hold like a Shimon. Our mishnah knows as long as you make a shchita, even though it's not mutter bachilu. Still, it's called the Shechita. So he says the whole Mishnah not like Reb Shimon. Mimai, what's your proof? Midiktoni says like this: Yamidikotoni kotshim machutz. Start off, you shech the first animal. The mother was a kotshim machutz. So it says what her rishin chayiv koris v'shchut echutz or shneim sulim. Both are posel. The first one is posel v'shchut echutz. The second one is also posel v'shchut zman. Or shneim sulim v'shchut. You get Malkus twice. So the question is why? Michti, Shemin, Reb Shimon here, Reb Shimon Shita is the Yom HaShchita, Shein Ruya Lo Shem HaShchita. HaShchita is not matter, it Bachil is not called HaShchita. See, when you shechted the mother, since it was Kodshim Bachutz, so Kodshim Bachutz is not Mutatidit, so it shouldn't be called HaShchita. And so on the kid also, it's not called HaShchita, you shouldn't be get Malkus for Shchut Echutz. So where it says, Kamo, Mikta Kotlei, the first one is time killing it.